Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yitzayin, Mishnah Vav. A stone is generally muksa, a stone that's outside, that's not designated, it's not a kli, it's not a utensil, and it doesn't have a general use, and it's used for, and it's muksa. Sticks and stones on the floor are muksa. The Mishnah over here discusses a stone that was attached to a kli that served a purpose. They would draw water using hollowed out gourds, but the gourd was very light and it would flow, the skin of the shell of the gourd was light and it would float on top of the water. They would attach a stone to it that it would sink under the water and they'd be able to draw water with it. So what's the halachic status? The stone generally is muksa. Here it's attached onto this gourd. Ha'even she'bakeruya, a stone that's inside of this pumpkin shell, a gourd shell that's going to be used to draw water. If you can draw water and the stone won't fall out and will stay as part together with the shell, then you're allowed to draw water with it. The stone becomes secondary to the gourd shell and the entire thing is not muksa whatsoever. But if not, if the stone will fall out and they're considered two separate entities, then you can't draw water with the gourd. Not only is the stone muksa because it's not secondary to the gourd, it's considered a separate entity, but the gourd shell itself will become muksa because of a concept of busis. Busis is like a platform. A platform that's holding muksa will become muksa to the same degree as the muksa item that it's holding. And here, that the stone is a separate entity and it's not secondary to the gourd, the gourd is considered a platform for this muksa, a busis, and it becomes muksa itself just like the stone. Another case, zemaira, a branch, just raw branches that are on the floor outside, are muksa on Shabbos. This branch, shikshura b'tefiach, it's tied onto a pitcher. And here it becomes secondary to the pitcher itself, and it's able to be used to draw water on Shabbos. Memalva b'Shabbos, you can use the branch to lower the pitcher down into the well to draw water, even though branches are generally muksa, but here it becomes attached and secondary to the pitcher, which is not muksa, and the entire thing is not muksa. Mishnah Zion discusses the halacha of baina, something loosely connected to baina. Baina is building, which is a malacha deraisa. The malacha deraisa is to build something permanent, something that's not only building from scratch, but addition to a permanent structure is also usher. The Rabbanan decreed that a temporary structure is usher to build because someone may lead to build a permanent structure. This Mishnah discusses adding on an addition onto a temporary structure. If it's usher or not, temporary structures themselves are only usher midrabbanan because they're similar to building a permanent structure. So here it's discussing adding on to a temporary structure. Pekak hachalayin, the item used to stuff up a window. They would stuff up a board or some other material into a window opening to close up this window. Rabbi Lezer says, "Bezman shehu kashur v'tali, if this board is tied onto the building and it's hanging from this window, so it's attached to the building already, then you're allowed to use it to stuff up the window, to close the window cavity. But if it's not tied on, then you can't use it to stuff up the window cavity, because Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that this is a temporary addition to the structure, and that's also asr midrabanan, included in temporary building, and it's asr to do so unless it's already tied onto the building, then it's already part of the building. But if it's not tied on, he can't stuff it up in the window because it's a temporary addition, which is asr midrabanan. However, the Chachamim say and they argue, ben kach, whether it's tied on or not, you can use it to block up the window, because they held that only a temporary building from scratch is asr midrabanan, but here it's just an addition to what's already built, and it's temporary. The Chachamim held that this is not asr whatsoever. The Chachamim did, there was no asr midrabanan in such a case, only when building from scratch in a temporary fashion.